Book 2, Canto 5, The Godheads of the Little Life, pages 163 to 165. Inordinate their hold on human hearts, in all our nature's turns they intervene. Insignificant architects of low-built lives and engineers of interest and desire, out of crude earthiness and muddy thrills and coarse reactions of material nerve, they build our huddled structures of self-will and the ill-lighted mansions of our thought. Or, with the ego's factories and marts, surround the beautiful temple of the soul. Artists minute of the hues of littleness, they set the mosaic of our comedy, or plan the trivial tragedy of our days, arrange the deed, combine the circumstance, and the fantasia of the mood's costume. These unwise prompters of man's ignorant heart, and tutors of his stumbling speech and will, movers of petty wraths and lusts and hates, and changeful thoughts and shallow emotion starts, these slight illusion makers with their masks, painters of the decor of a dull-hued stage, and nimble scene-shifters of the human play, ever are busy with this ill-lit scene. Ourselves incapable to build our fate, only as actors speak and strut our parts, until the piece is done and we pass off into a brighter time and subtler space. Thus they inflict their little pygmy lore and curb the mounting slow uprise of man. Then his too scanty walk with death they close. This is the ephemeral creature's daily life. As long as the human animal is lord, and a dense nether nature screens the soul, as long as intellect's outward gazing sight serves earthy interest and creature joys, an incurable littleness pursues his days. Ever since consciousness was born on earth, life is the same in insect, ape, and man. Its stuff unchanged, its way the common route. If new designs, if richer details grow, and thought is added and more tangled cares, if little by little it wears a brighter face, still even in man the plot is mean and poor. A gross content prolongs his fallen state. His small successes are failures of the soul. His little pleasures punctuate frequent griefs. Hardship and toil are the heavy price he pays for the right to live, and his last wage is death. An inertia sunk towards inconscience, a sleep that imitates death is his repose. A puny splendor of creative force is made his spur to fragile humans' works, which yet outlast their brief creator's breath. He dreams sometimes of the revels of the gods and sees the Dionysian gesture pass, a leonine greatness that would tear his soul if through his failing limbs and fainting heart the sweet and joyful mighty madness swept. Trivial amusements stimulate and waste the energy given to him to grow and be. His little hour is spent in little things, a brief companionship with many jars, a little love and jealousy and hate, a touch of friendship mid indifferent crowds draw his heart plan on life's diminutive map. If something great awakes, too frail his pitch, to reveal its zenith tension of delight, his thought to eternize its ephemeral soar, art's brilliant gleam is a pastime for his eyes. A thrill that smites the nerves is music's spell.